Today we have chat room. We have the Fantastic Favor Five with Michelle Aurelius. She's Mrs. North Carolina International on the Pageant Cast.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
I'm Skylar Witte, Miss Wisconsin USA 2017, and you are watching the Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. Let's welcome your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Pageant Cast. And okay, here we go. I'm going to give it a try. And the other side of the Skype line, we have Michelle Aurelius, Mrs. North Carolina International. Was I closer?
A little bit closer. A little bit closer. Oh, I really appreciate the effort. It's lovely.
I usually try this out a lot more beforehand. We didn't have our 30 minutes, but oh well.
Yeah, I pretty much stressed you out. I'm sorry. Sorry.
It's okay. It's perfectly fine. Okay, folks. It is time for us to go to the chat room, get some questions from the chat room, everybody. Oh, look at that. A little keyboard flying in. Let's take a look at that chat room. Not a whole lot of activity yet because I think we got a shy chat room. But we do have one question ready for us right now. And Jim would like to know, how many Dr. Peppers can I safely down in one day and stay alive? Doctor?
Well, since my expertise is not about what you can do to stay alive necessarily, but what may kill you, I can tell you that I have never seen someone die of a Dr. Pepper overdose by itself. Although caffeine is a drug and it can stimulate your heart and cause cardiac arrhythmias, and it can have a high sugar content if you're not doing the diet Dr. Pepper type. So think about what you're drinking, the calories, the sugar, and your potential for leading to risk factors for heart disease.
Okay. And the same question, just asking how many cans of bleach you can safely drink in one day.
I would suggest not drinking any cans of bleach at all.
Okay. Well, I was trying to whiten my teeth.
Well, certainly whitening your teeth with the products over the counter is a good way to go. You probably won't have bad breath, but I definitely wouldn't recommend it.
I'm so glad to hear that. I don't know. I'm trying to get more questions here. Okay. Well, and by the way, it looks like you have some fans of the Pac-Man wave. For folks that are watching this later, you'll want to check our first episode of the series to see more of that. Well, okay. While we're waiting for more questions to arrive.
Oh, no. Sorry. Now you're going to hurt me with your question.
It's coming.
Now, if you
it's the Fantastic Favorite Five! I know you're worried.
It's trouble.
I know you're worried.
Sweating buckets.
Do you know about the Fantastic Five?
Five? Just enough to instill fear in my heart.
It should.
All of those guys out there who aren't asking the questions, this is the result. Sorry.
Yeah, this is what's going to happen now.
Yes.
The rules of the game, I will win. That's the number one rule. Prepare yourself for a stinging defeat. I am going to ask you about your favorite things five times. When you tell me what your favorite thing is, I'm going to come up with a trivia question about it. And I alone will judge if the answer is good enough. And I may not, in fact, know the answer myself. Also, there's a lot of rules, and I've never done this to a doctor before. It's going to be great beating a doctor. This is going to be a lot of fun. I also pick these genres of things to ask you about on things that I know lots of. So I cheat every possible way. This is really well thought out. Not really. Okay, so let's start with your favorite theme park or theme park ride.
I would probably have to go with the New York roller coaster ride at Las Vegas. I didn't throw up, but I had a really, really fabulous time, and it was close. So that means it's good.
That is one of the roughest damn roller coasters I have ever been on. It's horrible. I don't know why they don't close that thing. It's probably a safety problem at this point.
It's awesome, and you're just a little weak. So next time, suck it up. You can do it.
Okay, they did change the name of that particular ride. Do you know the new name?
No.
It's called Roller Coaster now. That's how lame it is. It seriously is. It's terrible, terrible thing that they did to this thing. Okay, what's your favorite movie genre?
I would say action-adventure.
Action-adventure. Okay, name the only James Bond movie that was not made by Cubby Broccoli and Eon Productions.
That's going to be difficult. Let's just go with Goldfinger, even though I know it's wrong.
Well, you picked the right James Bond. It was Sean Connery, but it was Never Say Never Again with a remake of Thunderball, which a lot of people don't know. And that's because there was a harangue over the rights to Spectre, which was created in Thunderball. And that's why those rights were kind of running around. And I believe Cubby Broccoli's group, Barbara Broccoli, I think, is in charge now, did regain control. It is sickening that I know this sort of stuff off the top of my head.
It is very
just impressive. Just wait.
Who is your favorite James Bond? I think that tells a lot about it.
I have people die when I tell them this. Timothy Dalton and George Lazenby. Those are my two favorite. I love Timothy Dalton. I think License to Kill and Living Daylights are excellent. My favorite James Bond movie, though, would have to be The Spy Who Loved Me, which I think is Roger Moore's best effort.
It is. Yeah. Sean Connery's better, though.
Sean Connery in total is better. He did have some stinkers of movies. Thunderball, I do not think, is a good movie. I really have an issue with that flick. I could go on for hours, but actually the current guy is my least favorite.
But he's something new and different and slightly dark.
And that's why I don't like him. I'm a traditionalist. Okay, let's go to favorite horror movie. This will be good.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street, a popular choice among pageant participants. Very interesting. I always find it interesting because I'm not sure, have you seen the movie or you just know about it?
If I can do the Pac-Man wave, that means that I lived in the 80s and okay. I certainly saw the movie.
Okay, so give me the name of the actress that was the star of the first Nightmare on Elm Street.
I don't know, but I do remember the shock of the white skunk hair after she survived.
That's right.
Look, can I go with Sarah? That was a common name in the 80s.
Heather Langenkamp is the name of the actress. Heather is a 80s name. Okay, just for fun, what major star came out of Nightmare on Elm Street?
Johnny Depp,
correct. He gets killed in bed, right? Oh, spoiler alert.
He does, but he comes back a little bit. That end scene in the car, that was pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah, it had a beat. You can dance to it. It was wonderful. All right, let's go to favorite TV show. What's your favorite TV show?
I'm going to go with The Great British Baking Show.
The Great British... You know what? I'm going to give
you a point. You haven't seen it? What's wrong?
I have not watched that. That is not one of mine.
You're an expert in everything.
Okay. At what point in the show does a gun get brandished?
Never.
Then it's not for me. It's not for me. That needs to come out in the first 10 minutes.
And they're all British, so they're not nasty or snarky or try to kill each other or sabotage each other's food, so...
British people aren't snarky?
Not on this show.
Okay. I'm like, not the ones I know. Okay, favorite fictional character?
That's tough, actually, because I have so many. It's a toss-up between Carrie and Wonder Woman, which I know sounds a little strange because it's Carrie, Stephen King's Carrie. But yeah. Then there's Wonder Woman. So one of those.
That is a really odd mix, and I think we're going to need a different type of doctor to look into that.
Maybe. Hopefully my medical insurance will cover it. I'm not quite sure.
Okay, let's see. Well, Gail Gadot made a real name for herself as Wonder Woman this year. What beauty pageant did she win?
She won Miss Israel US, Miss Israel in the USA system, which is in the universe system.
Yeah, universe. Correct. Very good.
Multiple choice works so much better for me.
Okay. Well, I still soundly won, and I'm very proud of myself. Yay. Okay. So let's go back.
Congratulations.
Well,
do you need a tiara to go with that win?
You know what? I'm going to Photoshop something in later. Yeah. How heavy is that one? Bring that crown.
It's actually not bad. It's fairly light.
It does look like you have to to clip that one into place. Is that right?
There's an awesome teen, North Carolina International, yeah. Miss Caroline, hello, and her fabulous mother, Anna, who helped me out with this because I'm more of a pageant novice. So who knew you could put elastic in here and then put your bobby pins in there and stick it on your head. I tell you, when you're not born in a pageant family, it's these kinds of tips that make the difference between wearing a pageant crown and having it on the ground.
And picking it up continually throughout, yeah. Yes. Okay, we're going back to the chat room. And our soul chatter, we have a very, very, very shy group with us tonight. So do you hope that your daughter will follow you in her mother's career choice and or pageant efforts?
Well, thank you for that. I really appreciate that to my fabulous in-laws in Texas. You guys are awesome. I would say that I want her, like me, to follow a career that she's passionate about and that she can make a difference in. I certainly didn't go into medicine in general or forensic pathology for the glitz and glamour and high income, because none of those actually come with medicine and forensic pathology. But I really want her to be passionate about something and to make a difference. And right now, she's very interested in sculpture, because that's what her fabulous father does, my amazing husband right over here, Dunham. So I would be delighted as long as she does something that she feels good about and can change the world a little bit to make it a better place.
That is wonderful. I don't know how we're going to top that. So let's take a quick look for folks that are interested in the international pageant. Let's switch things around. There is the Mrs. International website, mrsinternational.com. And, she's got a visual aid. Let's let her put that up there.
I have visual aid.
Yeah, that's this nice that you came prepared.
This will tell you, has a lot of information about our pageant here in North Carolina. We have three separate divisions. We have a teen, a miss, and a missus. And it's a great opportunity to share a platform you may be passionate about, make fabulous friends, and to celebrate the accomplishments of women. And then not only can you have this fantastic network, if you end up winning the Mrs. North Carolina crown, you do go to Mrs. International, which is a fabulous experience in and of itself. So I hope you'll join us on April 7th, 2018 in Winterville, North Carolina for our North Carolina pageant. And check out the website.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is how lame I am. Are you ready for this? I'm looking at the website and I'm like, August 11th and 12th. I wonder if that's this year's or next year's. Did they put next year's out already? And it says 2017 in about 500 font right below it. And I'm like, I wonder if that's next year's dates. So sad. But they do have a great
website. All that talk about Freddy Krueger, it messed up with your mind.
It did. I want to take one of those claws right there. But
not a good idea.
Yeah. There's a lot of information out on this website, including all the contestants. There's photos, all sorts of great stuff. That's MrsInternational.com. Okay, now one of the things I usually like to ask at the ends of these interviews is, what was there a moment this year of service that you had where you're like, this all came together for me? What was the moment where it all kind of felt like this is the right place for me to be?
I think it was when I was at, first let me start out by saying there are innumerable moments working with the American Heart Association, being involved with the Heart Ball, multiple heart walks, and the Go Red for Women Luncheon. But the Go Red for Women Luncheon is really where my heart is because it celebrates women and our fight against heart disease. So being able to speak at the Sandhills Go Red for Women Luncheon and be the primary speaker, sharing my personal story about being a survivor of heart disease and ignoring the symptoms, for me was the time and the moment, because that's what this is all about for me. As a physician and a forensic pathologist, by the time my patients get to me, it's too late. But having that room filled with people where I could talk about heart disease and a perspective, the resources and the symptomatology, and hopefully lead to prevention, was pretty amazing for me. And I really appreciated the opportunity to be a part of that.
Okay, and what type of appearances did you get to do this year that really meant a lot to you?
A lot of it was with the American Heart Association, as I mentioned before, as also involved with the Go Red for Women Luncheon in the Triangle, which is the biomedical research center here in Raleigh. I was also able to do another heart fundraiser for a North Carolina memory of someone who has passed away. So being a part of being the MC there and modeling was important to me. And also working with the National Alliance on Mental Illness, because I have a sister who has bipolar disorder and mental illness, was a great way for me to reach out to the community, because they have such a wonderful support group for not only people who live with mental illness, but their families like me. So it was wonderful to be a part of that and be an MC at the Wake County's Got Talent and to introduce some very talented individuals who are also involved with the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
Okay, Michelle, I'd like you to look down right now. Look at the desk in front of you. Are there any of those little sheets of paper we haven't brought up yet?
Let me see here.
Did we miss any?
No.
I want to make sure we get them all.
Through every look at
that. What is that, a phone book you have down there? You're just paging through?
I pretty much have everything you could ever hope for down here. But if you're looking for the American Heart Association, here is the website, heart.org.
Okay.
Yes, I'm trying to work with the camera here.
There you go. Ooh.
Number one killer of men and women. So if you want more information, please check it out, because the life that you save could be your own. So please check it out. And I really appreciate the opportunity to be here and to talk with all of you. And I hope to see you all at the North Carolina International Pageant.
Fantastic. Thanks so much. And I'm going to ask one more time, let's see that best pageant wave.
Oh, you love it, don't you?
I do.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. And then, you know, the other thing is, you being a doctor, you could go for the power pill.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and everything will turn blue. I wonder what that was really telling us. I just don't know. I think there was a undercurrent to the whole game. Okay. Thank you so very much. Everybody, thanks for coming out in the chat room. There are a lot of people that weren't chatting, but we know they were there, and we appreciate all of you coming on out.
I know you are. And thank you for not asking me those complicated questions. Let me tell you, at the office today, they were coming up with some doozies.
Oh, boy. Well, thank you so much, and we wish you all the best and luck and success, and hope you have a continued great reign as Mrs. North Carolina International. Good night, everybody, and Tierra Dreams.
Tierra Dreams and Pageant Cast is the best. Thank you, Tim, for everything.
Right. Submitting material to the Pageant Cast is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Come up with a great idea. We know you have some. A recent crowning, a shout out to someone, a shout out to a sponsor. Record a short video on your iPhone or webcam, but remember to include your name and title.
And remember to send it to submit@pageantcast.com.
Videos are best because we are a video show after all, but photos and stories are welcomed as well.
Get yours in now at the start before the competition for space gets too big. Don't be afraid to be creative.
We can't wait to see what you'll come up with.